The New South Wales Premier will announce an extension of Sydney's lockdown by another 4 weeks as the COVID-19 outbreak continues to grow. Western Sydney remains an area of particular concern, including a unit block in Blacktown, which has now been put into strict lockdown after 6 residents there tested positive. More than 100 people have been barred from leaving the complex as they're considered close contacts. Police and security guards are stationed outside the building. Lyle Gorman is the chief executive of community housing provider Evolve Housing, which owns this complex. Lyle Gorman, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, friends. Lovely to join you.
How are residents coping with this lockdown?
Oh, look, I think they're initially in a state of shock and a little bit surreal. But as the days unfold, it'll become a bit more clear that it is going to be a tough 2 weeks, and we've just got to do everything we can to support them.
There's 50 apartments, as I understand it, more than 100 people locked into the building, 6 cases across 3 households so far. Let's hope it contains to that. But I know some people, I've read and heard some people complaining about a lack of information from authorities about a situation. One person described it as a shambles. What sort of information did you and the residents get before this lockdown?
We found out probably 6 or 8 hours before the lockdown, I guess, as the manager of the property as well. And you're right, Fran, there's been 108 people tested in the facility. More pathology results to come, but it's not off the possibilities that there could be more cases yet. Mm. But we work with our tenants every week, so our relationship with them is very strong in terms of their support services, whether it's financial, medical, health, young people, pets or whatever. So we had a plan in place ready to roll out should such an occurrence occur.
Right. So you were ready for this. You'd seen what had happened in Melbourne last year, I suppose.
We did.
So when you got that 6 or 8 hours notice, was it you that then notified all the residents, or was that the New South Wales Health?
No, we called every resident. We called all 50 apartments. We only failed to make contact with one. And we spoke with them at length about their immediate needs. I think there's a 3-phase program here. One's the actual on that day moment, what are your needs right now, and that could be anything from food to medical prescriptions to transport to or to bringing health support in to looking after pets, young people. There's a couple of folk in there with kids with some ability challenges as well, so we spoke to them all by one, and we've used translators where necessary. There's a lot of non-English speaking background folk in there as well. And we also then, obviously, yesterday, so that was the day before, and yesterday we did the same thing again. So we're very much across their needs at the moment. And we'll speak to them every day. We've set up an emergency hotline for them as well, so they can contact us directly with anything they need. So it's been a fairly intense 24 to 36-hour period for us.
Yeah, and for the residents, I imagine, some of them, as you say, they have difficulties, they have challenges. Some of them, you know, they might come from quite traumatic backgrounds. Now their apartment block is surrounded by police and private security patrolling the building. How are the residents responding to that? Are they frightened, or are they understanding that this is what has to be done?
No, there was an air of calm there yesterday, but that can change, as you know. All of us, including you and I, are living in lockdown at the moment, obviously, and it's not the easiest task by any imagination. So to go to this next level of being actually totally locked in your room with young children and pets and caring for age and, you know, the range of lifestyles that exist in this building is extremely challenging. So we've just got to work with them every day on their mental health, their physical, emotional needs,
How are you doing that, Lyle? How are you giving them the mental health support, for instance, that they need? Is that happening over the telephone with people? What's happening?
Look, at the moment it's over the telephone. They also have access to our website. We're looking at bringing in a whole range of activities that they can do on a day-to-day basis. We're working with Good Start, who've developed a program for young people that we could do technically and so on. We're assessing.
And are they connected, these residents? Do they have tablets and things like that?
No, it's a very good question, and we've just finished the survey of that last night to see who actually is technology enabled and who isn't. And otherwise, we'll have to use phones or whatever we can do. But yes, you're right. But not every apartment is necessarily technology enabled.
Lyle, do you have any idea how many of the residents have been vaccinated? And you know, do you have a view on if they have been vaccinated, whether they should be able to leave the apartment? Even, I mean, the irony that someone noted to me with the Maribyrnong apartments in Melbourne were that pets were being walked by New South Wales health officials, but kids were locked inside.
Yes, look, that's interesting. I guess the risk in pets, as I understand it, I'm not a health expert, Fran, at all, is far less risk than with young folk or, sure. or indeed any human. So there's a big difference in risk there. Look, we've been encouraging vaccination along with the government message since this most recent outbreak with all our tenants. We've done that in many languages as well. We've done it through website, SMS, telephone calls and so on to try and really promote the need for vaccination without invading people's choices. And we don't know the numbers. Health have those numbers, and I'm sure they'll speak about that later today once these other pathology tests are announced as well.
Okay, and do you know, just briefly, is there any plans for a vaccination hub there at the apartment block?
Health was setting up, as I left last night, a big marquee out there at the front with a whole range of capabilities, and I imagine one of those will be access to vaccination at some point. But again, it's better for health to comment on that. But look, be assured from a health perspective, everything that can possibly be done to support these residents is being done. And, the police, to be fair, they weren't threatening at all yesterday while I was there. It was more just securing the site and making sure that people couldn't get in. And obviously, there will be challenges from an emotional health perspective where people might try to get out. We've got to protect the people who live in the facility as well as those in the broader community. And I don't suggest for one minute this is not a tough challenge.
No, it's tough, all right. And, we're thinking of everyone locked up in that housing block, all 105 of you, did you say? Lyle, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure indeed. Have a great day.
Lyle Gorman, Chief Executive of Community Housing Provider Evolve Housing, which owns that complex in Blacktown.